I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, does Robert Scott Bell agree with Donald Trump? Or does Donald Trump agree with Robert Scott Bell? Well, one of those weird occurrences has happened here as some kind of convergence of factors or multi-universes have come together. We've got to talk about Donald Trump, vaccines, and autism to kick it off today. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Show notes, robertscottbell.com. Check them out today. I'll give you a phone number to call in if you'd like to be part of the show momentarily. But this is an amazing thing. Donald Trump, the Donald, we made fun of him from time to time. He spouts off a lot, and I respect him for having no censor on his own thought forms. I don't mind. I like people to speak out. Let me know where you're at, right? He doesn't always get it economically. He's still Keynesian, I believe. But he, on the front of the vaccine relationship or connection to autism, does get it. He does. Can you believe what he said? Anybody know about this? Donald Trump being criticized. But just to let you know, and part of what I do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is help you see through the news, read through the news, and not be manipulated by it. So you can understand the words that are chosen, why they're chosen, how the language gets you to think things that you wouldn't maybe normally think unless you were programmed to think that way. The article here, it starts out, and it's covered by, I believe, ABC News here. Donald Trump plays doctor on Twitter. Donald Trump plays doctor on Twitter. This sounds kind of strange and scary. I don't know if I want to know what they mean. But here's the first sentence to the article. Mostly quiet since his last birther spasm, Donald Trump today went on Twitter to peddle a junk science theory that claims vaccinations cause autism in young children. All right. This is an interesting way to open an article, mostly quiet since his last birther spasm. What is a birther spasm? Does that mean Donald Trump was about to give birth? Was he going to be the first man to give birth in the history of humankind? No, nothing like that. But what they wanted to do, but for all those mainstreamers in the media, old media people, they want you to link Donald Trump and being a birther, questioning the origin of one Barack Hussein Obama. Is that what his name is? Or is it Barry Sotiero? What's his name? So basically, they're just trying to throw out right away, this guy is to be discredited. You should not listen to anything he said. Then he says, he went on to, what did he say? Well, he went on Twitter to peddle something, right? Peddling is now considered something to be negative, because that's the conjecture. The worst use of the term peddle here is a negative connotation. He's peddling something. Oh, there goes Donald Trump again. He's peddling something. What is it? Gold-plated somethings? What is it? A junk science theory! Junk science! He's peddling, Donald Trump, peddling junk science? What's that all about? Well, that leads into what he's saying. Vaccines cause autism in young children. What did he actually write? What did Donald Trump actually write on Twitter that got the mainstream media so up in arms? By the way, mainstream media owned and controlled by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Here's the quote from Donald Trump's Twitter, Massive combined inoculations to small children is the cause for big increase in autism. Spread shots over a long period and watch positive result. That's it. That's what he said. That is what he said. And because he's Donald Trump and because he has an influence and an outreach and people listen to him, immediately ABC Shot News had to go out and say, this guy is to be discredited. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know anything. And then they went to the Romney campaign. What do you think of this, the Romney campaign? No comment. Because they want to basically get everybody involved in this idea that you're a kook, a nutcase,
if you link vaccines to autism. They even throw on a doctor, an ABC News doctor here, Richard Besser, chief health and medical editor. What did he call Trump's remarks? All right, here's a doctor, right? Medical editor. He calls them what? Shameful. Shameful. The word, is that a scientific word, shameful? For shame, for shame. No, that's not. That's an emotional pull, religious language. Shameful. You should be ashamed. Shame. Have shame. Because what we're talking about is a religious cult, a death cult of vaccination. And so Dr. Richard Besser has to couch his terms trying to diss the Donald by utilizing a word like shameful, not science. Then he goes on to claim that the autism vaccine link has been disproven. It is not. In fact, we've had Dr. Brian Hooker on, a PhD researcher, a number of times here to disprove the claim that it's been disproven. The fact is the four or five studies the CDC claims discount any link between vaccines and autism do no such thing. In fact, they do quite the opposite. And there are suits going on behind the scenes that the mainstream media is quiet, silent. Crickets. You can hear crickets over these issues. Now, they acknowledge that autism rates have increased. They do. They acknowledge that. But, of course, it's only because we broadened the diagnostic criteria. You see how that's played? It's just that we've got a wider net that is now catching and reporting this. That is it? Like, that's your best answer? As we know from political campaigns, stating a claim repeatedly can lead to a public belief in the concept, since these conclusions are not always based on rational thought processes, but on emotional thinking and preconceived notions. I'll tell you what's emotional and irrational are the doctors trying to defend injecting children, innocent little babies, with mercury. Yes, with antibiotics, with DNA and RNA from animals and aborted fetal tissue, with formaldehyde. That's what's irrational. But they're trying to claim in this case that Donald is being irrational. You know how he knows? You know how I know that he knows what he's saying is factual and true? Because one of his dearest friends and assistants has a child who is vaccine damaged. And see, this is what they have a trouble with here, because it means that the pharmaceutical industrial complex elite and the conspirators, yes, I said that, the C word, in the media, in medicine, in where else? Government. That's right. Have all colluded to now attack parents. And if they can't attack the parents because they know the PR backlash, which they still do anyway, they can attack Donald Trump for recognizing this. Now, the criticism against the Andrew Wakefield paper, they go back on this, despite the lead researcher was completely exonerated. Yeah, that's right. Found out there was no chicanery, so to speak. Nothing wrong. But they're saying something like of consecutive referrals, or that the ethics committee didn't approve something in the study that Wakefield did. Nothing about the valid conclusions in the study. So they still attack Wakefield's report as fraudulent, even though they found out that it wasn't. This is what we're dealing with. And this is why it is so important, if you have not done so already, on robertscottbell.com, you can see a link, a little banner link. It says, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear. John Rappaport, my dear friend who will be coming up momentarily, and I put together 10-plus hours of audio, seminars, lots of downloadable information as well that is unlike anything ever put together in one place for you to see through the garbage, the lies of big media, big government, and big pharma on the vaccine agenda. By the way, we do have Ron Paul updates today. They've got a big rally going on at the Sun Dome. Dodging Hurricane Tropical Storm Isaac. The rain bands are coming through, batting down the hatches. We also have an update next hour with Joni Cox, my dear friend from Homegrown Health. And she's got a radio show that I do as well, Monday through Friday through Natural News Radio. And she'll be reporting on the latest edition of The Government and Medicine as another doctor steals, with the power of government, a child away from a family because they want to force more chemo, radiation, and surgery on a child that was recovering. Yeah, that's a shocker. We've got that coming up. Stand by for that. As I said, Ron Paul audio clips that are coming out today will be playing a little bit later. You can reach me at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Mark, do we have John Rappaport at the ready? If If we do, bring him up. I want to bring John Rappaport into the discussion. My dear friend, he's from No More Fake News. And this attack on Donald Trump, listen, we don't agree with Donald on everything, but he's absolutely smack dab right on this. And look at the way they use language, John. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, yeah, very interesting, Robert. I've seen Trump make statements in the past, along with his kind of kooky stuff, that have been very pointed and right on, and this is one of them. And, of course, I'm very glad that he made it. So all of the furor that's surrounding this now, of course, is only because the man has a high profile, and therefore what he says gets out there to millions and millions of people. So they've got to cut this off at the pass, if possible, and try to make him look completely crazy and just obscure what he's actually saying, because he's completely right. All these vaccines, which contain all these chemicals, including mercury and various kinds of germs injected directly into the body, are causing all sorts of neurological, developmental, brain, nervous system problems. And so they haul out the label autism to describe some of these. But really, it isn't the question of, is vaccine injury related to autism?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cases of autism simply are vaccine injury. That's what they are.
Absolutely. I mean, stand by, John. We got to take a break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got lots more healing to go, including news on the so-called mass shooting that was not a mass shooting except by police at the world. What was it? At the Empire State Building. Yeah, lots more healing to go. John Rappaport, vaccines, back to school. Stand by.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, ZoneAlarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that ZoneAlarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
The United States of Health Talk Radio kicks into gear here. John Rappaport, my guest this hour. Next hour, Joni Cox. We're going to talk about the fact that the state is engaging in kidnapping in collusion with oncologists, doctors who want your children to undergo deadly treatments for diseases that we could consider to be deadly but can be reversed holistically. We've got that coming up. John Rappaport, my guest this hour, and we've got lots more to discuss about the back-to-school hunting season. They're hunting for your children. There's a story here out of Maine, John, that's saying, oh my gosh, it's alarming. The people of Maine are starting to reduce the rate of vaccination. And in context, they're saying, well, some of these parents are just wanting to space these things out a little further, like Donald Trump said. But yet their claim here is that, well, there's no scientific basis for you to space it out because we've scientifically established that the schedule is for a reason. But it's not. The scientific schedule was not scientific. It was political. It was an agenda to drive parents into pediatricians' offices for well baby visits to get used to being conditioned to get their children shot up after 2 years of life, because the first year, maybe two, there is no antibody response even possible.
And they did no studies to show before they put the schedule into effect that combining all these vaccines was harmless. They never did that. They just assumed, well, if we can give five vaccines within a three-month period, we can give 10 or 15 or 20 or whatever we want, and it'll be okay. So that's their version of science. That's kind of like saying, well, if we give you a tiny bit of poison and you don't die, that's an indication that we can give you 10 times as much and you'll be fine. That's called science.
Well, that's exactly right. But the choice of language, you've been a master in understanding this over the years, the way you've written your pieces to try and reveal the mind control operations that are involved here in keeping people under the control of the vaccine agenda. And what's scary to me, John, is that despite an awakening, which is big, we've recognized it, we've been part of it all these years, still vaccine rates are up around 93, 94, sometimes 95%, which tells you that to mass hypnotize hundreds of millions of people is not that difficult.
No, it's not. And they like to use the word, I notice very frequently, alarming. Mm-hmm. This is one of their favorite things. Alarming numbers of parents are, you know, either opting out of vaccinating their kids or they want lighter schedules, you know, whatever it is. And this is a news story. You know, the reporter is saying alarming. Alarming by whose standard? Why is it alarming? You know, they like to say, well, if we got a lot of unvaccinated kids running around, then they're a danger to everybody else, because they can spread disease. Well, if the vaccinated kids are protected from disease, then how are the unvaccinated kids going to do any harm?
Isn't that, though, the whole collectivist ideology of modern medicine? I mean, in so many ways, we could see, remember in history, in the 20th century of America, the Red Scare, the communists were going to take over. Didn't they already take over modern medicine?
Of course. Of course, yeah. This is the whole thing of herd immunity, you know, which is another word for collectivism. You're not free to do what you want to do or to refuse medication or to refuse a vaccine, because if you do, you could be a danger to the collective, to the hive, to the nest. Mm-hmm. This is the entire thrust of the propaganda, and you need to look for these words that somehow, you know, dribble in here, like herd immunity and the group, the community, alarming. These are all words that are designed to provoke a reaction that, oh, yes, we're all in a group here, we're all in a hive, and if one person opts out, then it's automatically a danger to everybody else. Mm-hmm. That's the way that they present this to people, because they want them to feel that pressure. You can't stand outside the group. That is making you a dangerous person.
Yes, of course, and one of their arguments is that, well, what about the kids that genuinely, as they say, can't get vaccinated because they're so immunodeficient or compromised that a vaccine could kill them? Oh, well, that's an interesting acknowledgement. Yet that would tend to, I guess, in their argument, make you believe that there's no way to strengthen the immune system that has been weakened or is weakened from birth. And that is the game that's being played, because that means you're merely a victim. And the only way to save you from being that is to basically vaccinate everybody else.
Sure. And on top of that, what about the millions and millions and probably billions of babies who are vaccinated either at birth or shortly after? Are they supposed to have a very strong immune system? The last time I looked, they have almost no immune system, and they're getting all of their immunity from mother. So by that logic, it would mean that you shouldn't vaccinate any babies because their immune systems are weak. They're immunodeficient. See, so they play both sides of the street. You know, what about all the children that have weak immune systems? Yeah, well, what about the babies?
Yes.
You're vaccinating them like crazy. You think they have powerful immune systems? You know, it just doesn't make any logical sense. And this is how they try to justify their crimes.
I have an article linked up through SaneVax today in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. By the way, a great new article by John Rappaport in the blog there as well. You can check it out. We're going to talk about it momentarily, about the shooting at the Empire State Building. But stand by for that. Vaccinations in Nepal, the death toll rises. Four infants died within 24 hours, right to the point John was making, within 24 hours of vaccination with measles or DPT in India. That's right. Four infants die after vaccination. That's the headline, within 24 hours of each other. And that tells you, of course, or should warn, be a warning to all parents. Could your child be next? Yet then they claim it's shameful for Donald Trump to reference what we've just talked about. They utilize religious terms, not scientific ones, to dissuade you from recognizing that, hey, four kids just died in 24 hours. Does that mean anything? Well, according to the establishment and the power brokers of vaccination, you should not look at that at all.
Yeah, pass that right over and go back to the collective where you belong, and everything is fine. We'll tell you what to do, and you just do it. This is the drumbeat that goes on over and over and over again. But then we had all the tens of thousands of cases of paralysis induced by Bill Gates' polio vaccine in India.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that story should have been headlines for a month. But, of course, very little coverage in the mainstream press, and it was all alternative press that was pointing out what happened there. So, you know, how would you like it as a parent if you're thinking of having your child somewhere in the world shot with a polio vaccine, and all of a sudden you discover 50,000 cases of paralysis in India because of the polio vaccine? And then if you were to say, well, you know, I'm having a few doubts about this, you know, whether I should have my kid vaccinated. And they say, well, that makes you a dangerous person. No, it makes you sensible.
Mm. Well, absolutely, but that sensibility is not to be admired or acknowledged. It's to be dissuaded. In fact, it's to be attacked by those so-called medical reporters that you've written an article this past week about how medical reporters are absolutely destroying any awareness of legitimate medical knowledge. And so we got to talk about that and more. John Rappaport is my guest, my dear friend, from NoMoreFakeNews.com. Check it all out there. Also, the co-creator of the Vaccines Armed and Dangerous Seminars, all the things they don't want you to hear, still available through WebC. Just click on the links either at John's site or mine. It'll get there. We're happy to have you on board here. The number, if you'd like to call in, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Was it a mass shooting at the Empire State Building? Were drugs involved? Stand by with that after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine. CoQ10 with Hawthorn. Colon Enhancer, Super 2. Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin. Memory Power and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
The Empire State Building shooting, a mass shooting? Why were they trying to lump it in with Aurora, Colorado, and other shootings? Was it indeed the way it was described? Or was it the mass shooting of the police, of innocent bystanders? This is the untold story that the old media is not covering properly, as usual. So that's what we're going to do here now with my dear friend John Rappaport. He's back from No More Fake News. Also, Natural News. Mike Adams covered this very well. We have an article here by John Rappaport, published on the Robert Scott Bell Show blog at robertscottbell.com. And it talks about, was there potentially an SSRI relationship as well? John, man, paint the story. This is unreal.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so we know that this shooter, Jeffrey Johnson, had a, you know, ongoing conflict with his, it wasn't really his boss at the company that he worked at, it was a salesman. And this was festering for a long time while he was there. Then he was laid off from his job. They had run-ins after that. And then all of a sudden, there he is, and he shoots the guy and he kills him. Now, in many of these shootings that I've researched over the years, especially school shootings, or so-called unexplained shootings, where you're not sure what's happening or why, it's a mystery, or sudden outbursts of violence from someone who, you know, you wouldn't think would do this kind of thing, you've got to look at the psychiatric drugs. You've got to ask the question, was this guy under the care of a psychiatrist, even briefly, and was he prescribed, for example, any of the SSRI antidepressants like Zoloft, Paxil, Prozac, Lexapro? Because studies show, and I cite a few in my recent article, that these drugs can indeed and do induce violence, including homicide, and that they can do it immediately upon starting the drug. They can do it after a time has passed on the drug. They can do it after stopping the drug during withdrawal. And so this has to be followed up. But the press is afraid to do this. They absolutely refuse to look into this unless they're pressured or some element of the story suddenly breaks out beyond their control and they have to at least make a show of looking into it. The cops don't want to find out about it. The prosecutors shy away from it. They don't want to mess with the pharmaceutical companies. They don't want to mess with psychiatrists because they use them as expert witnesses. It's just the kind of thing they don't want to even touch with a 10-foot pole. But time and time again, I've seen shootings where the drugs are implicated. And this has to be asked here. It's very possible that this guy, who was in a very vulnerable position, harboring a lot of anger, but would never have gone to this extent, was pushed over the edge by one of these drugs.
Yeah, I referenced the stockpiling of ammo that a lot of people are doing because of the concerns for what's happening economically. But the ammo that we see in many of these shootings is made by Eli Lilly instead of Smith & Wesson, for instance.
Oh, boy, you got it there. You got it. That's big. They just keep turning this out, you see. And in my article, I cite a famous case, sometimes called the Westbecker case, that happened many years ago, early 1989, of a guy who was fired from his company in Kentucky and then went in and started shooting and killing people and then committed suicide. And eventually at the trial, where the families of the deceased sued Eli Lilly because they said that Prozac had induced Joseph Westbecker to kill all these people. It was a big lawsuit, and it was discovered by the judge in the trial that Eli Lilly had made a secret agreement with the lawyer for the plaintiffs to put on a weak case and let Lilly win. And then under the table, Lilly would pay out an extraordinary amount of money to this lawyer and his clients because Lilly wanted to be exonerated.
Yes.
And the judge was furious about it.
Stand by. This could be another drug company cover-up here, revealing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. Give us a call, 800-259-5791. More on the Empire State Building shooting and lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, now I have to wonder about that sound effect and that stinger that we came off of the break with. Were they loaded with bullets, or was that loaded with Prozac and Paxil? What was shooting out of that gun I just heard? I guess the turnabout would be fair play. The justice would be what? That these drug company executives were all put on their drugs that they're putting everybody else on, yet I would want them in a rubber room when they did it so they couldn't harm anybody else but themselves. That might be justice, but you know, that's a definition perhaps for another day, but we try to bring these kind of stories out so you can kind of look at the other side of it. John Rappaport does this all the time with his blog and everything at nomorefakenews.com. You see his articles also published at naturalnews.com and right here at robertscottbell.com. John, the perspective on the New York City shooting, they tried to claim it was a mass shooting. Were they trying to tie this in with this gun control agenda? No doubt in my mind.
Sure. And they're even, making all kinds of strange comments now that it's been revealed that the shooter, Jeffrey Johnson, killed his colleague in his former company, but all of the other people who were wounded were shot by police. So this brings the whole question into, well, you know, what was going on there? I mean, can these cops shoot straight or not? The police chief in New York is now saying that the majority of these wounds were from ricochets from the bullets. That's kind of added in after the fact. But this definitely needs to be investigated because the cops came up behind Johnson. That's how they found him. And now the claim is that Johnson suddenly turned around and started, you know, pulled out his gun as if to fire, and that's when the police let off all these shots, wounding 9 people. I mean, okay, 1 or 2 in the melee, I could understand that, but 9 people wounded? You're going to talk about all these ricochets that just happened to hit people? There's something very, very fishy about this. It doesn't add up at all.
Yeah, seriously, this guy was targeting one individual, and they wanted to say he was just out to do the mass kind of crazy killing that means we have to confiscate all your guns. There's an agenda here, and the agenda, unfortunately, is not the protection of the public. The agenda here is to do whatever we can to disarm the public so that the only people that carry guns are the government, and they become very thug-like. They're supposed to be trained better. But if all the 9 injuries that happen in addition to the death are done by ricochets, what does that tell you about the police willing to, let's say, utilize the training that they should have?
Yeah, of course. I mean, and then you've got Mayor Bloomberg, who, of course, wants to take guns away from everybody in New York except the police. And so he's standing there with egg all over his face trying to justify what happened here when we see what happens when the police start firing guns in New York. You know, lots of people get wounded. So it's an extremely tense situation there, and they're going to spin it and lie about it and do whatever they have to do to cover it up. And as Mike Adams was pointing out, you know, if we were not living in a cell phone kind of environment now, and if you didn't have witnesses on the street talking to reporters after incidents like this, because the media now feels compelled to get witness statements because they know other people will and they'll post them on YouTube, if we weren't living in this kind of era, we would never even hear about this. The New York police would say, oh yeah, the shooter fired and he wounded all those people and then he killed himself and he killed his colleague, or whatever they would say would cover up the fact that the cops wounded 9 people.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. And listen, we're not anti-police per se, you know, in a general collectivist kind of perspective. I recognize, and I have friends who are cops, and I know that they go through this kind of training. But to see what's happening here in the disarming of the American people just to throw it over to a government authority or authoritarian structure, I mean, we go back to pick apart in history. Of course, the one that elicits the most for most people is going back to World War II Nazi Germany. The disarmament of the people was a key part of the takeover by the so-called Hitler regime, and this has happened throughout the world, that the first thing you want to do, or maybe even second, the first thing you want to do is control the media. The second is you want to disarm the people, and one leads to the other.
Yes, absolutely. And the more that I think about this scenario, I think that there are major unanswered questions. For example, did orders go down to the cops saying, whatever you do, you've got to take this shooter out? Because this is holiday season in New York, we can't allow him to escape and have all these tourists thinking that there's a killer loose right in Midtown Manhattan with millions of people walking around. And so all of a sudden the cops are under tremendous pressure, and this is when they start making all these mistakes.
Well, listen, we got to go to something even more bizarre than this, and that is a coloring book. A coloring book? Yes, a 9/11 coloring book for your children. Trading cards as well for terrorists? What the hell is going on here? We'll explain after the break. John Rappaport continues on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
And it's the place for health, freedom, and liberty in media. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Additional 5 days of the week through Natural News Radio. Tell your friends. This is where you get empowered. And right now, John Rappaport is with me. One more segment. Next hour, we're going to talk about the government and medical attempts to kidnap children who are cancerous or almost cancer-free or cancer-free because they want them back on the chemo. Shocking stuff. We are going to cover. The old media will not. 800-259-5791 if you'd like to be part of the show today. I'll give you a number where you can reach me 24/7 after a while. But, hey, John, you know, I have kids. I got two kids. And my daughter, my youngest daughter, she loves to color. She loves to color. I just don't think I'm going to get her this coloring book. A new coloring book on 9/11 is out just for you. A big coloring book company has put this out. And you've got all the terrorists in there you can color, although some children are complaining because they're trying to find the airplane that hit the Pentagon to color that in. It's not there.
Strange.
Also, the passports, there's a whole page dedicated to passports that don't burn in context with the 9/11 Trade Towers coming down.
That's right. The one that landed on the street magically.
Yes, yes. Interesting stuff. But, man, what is going on here? You know, this is what we want our kids playing around with, coloring and doing trading cards. And, of course, they put Julian Assange on it from WikiLeaks, whose only crime is simply piercing the secrecy veil of government that doesn't want you to know anything about anything.
This is unbelievable. I mean, I'm just trying to imagine sitting down with your kid and saying, here's a bunch of, you know, coloring exercises you can do, and then you can trade them with your friends, and they're terrorists. And you just color them in, and then you memorize the names, you know, Sheikh this, that, whatever, and you start trading them. I mean, what insanity, what level of insanity is this? It's really, you know, it's hard to comprehend even what they're thinking. That this is somehow, I mean, they're thinking they're going to make money off of this, but in terms of kids, little kids, coloring, it's just, I don't know, it just boggles my mind, you know, it's disgusting.
We shall never forget 9/11, Volume 2, The True Faces of Evil/Terror, released by a company called Really Big Coloring Books. And they want to give families a chance to discuss evil in the world. I'm sorry, I don't need a coloring book of supposed terrorists to discuss that concept with my children. Yet this is where. And plus, it's all promoting what? The official story. The official story of 9/11. I think they're trying to sear that and burn that into the heads of the little kids that indeed it was exactly as the government said, even though the government is confused by what happened. Read the 9/11 report.
Yeah. The kid will grow up and he'll always remember the little coloring stuff that he did. And so the official 9/11 explanation will be firmly embedded in his mind and he'll never question anything. Plus, he's going to have, you know, a strange idea about terrorists in general. You know, that this was an art exercise of some kind. I mean, this is a sort of a form of mind control as far as I'm concerned. This is where you get kids at a very young age and you kind of, for one thing, you desensitize them to the whole idea of terrorism. And if this company really thinks that people are going to sit down with a coloring book and say, okay, little Jimmy Bobby, let's talk about evil in the world. I mean, this would be the last tool that you would want to use for that. It would be completely insane. how are you going to get this concept across to a kid at this age anyway? Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to do it, you as a parent would have to figure out the best way with that child. You certainly wouldn't turn him loose and on a coloring book. That would be the last choice. I mean, that somebody over there at that company is really out of his mind.
I do remember the fun of trading baseball cards when I was a kid. These were athletes, right? These were, you know, and in some ways a whole larger-than-life persona. But here they even include Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Oh, John Allen Mohammed, the Beltway sniper, is in there. Julian Assange, I mentioned, as well as Jared Loughner, the Arizona gunman.
Remember kidding me?
I am not kidding you. They're tying anything and everything they can to this.
Jeez. That's unbelievable. Yeah, you make a really good point, Robert, about, you know, heroes, because I traded those cards, too. I mean, I was just obsessed with it for one whole summer of getting the entire deck of the Topps trading cards, and I finally did, you know, the last day of summer, added the last card, had all 252. But these were idols and heroes and interesting people, so it seemed, at least to us as kids.
Yes.
These were not, you know, terrorists or murderers or whatever. And so now the whole thing is flipped. The idea really that gets across to kids is that evil is interesting. That's what it is, if you really want to boil it down. That's what you're teaching a kid. Evil is interesting, and you should get interested in it in a kind of fascinated way at the age of 8 or 9.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just flat-out mind control.
I think macabre is the right word here to use. And, of course, it's not even Halloween yet. I thought this would be a Halloween joke, but it is not. You can check it out. All the links are online at robertscottbell.com. Hey, a special shout-out to some of our supporters here, including the right frequency machine I use called the BCX Ultra. And you can give Judy a call at 800-936-6240, 800-936-6240, bioelectricsforhealth.com. The Life Change Tea we utilize, the organic blend, all in America here. It's getthetea.com, getthetea.com. Buy three, get one free this week. I think it's still going on. And, of course, my favorite One World Whey protein. 988-3325, and don't forget choosetobehealthy.com for all your food-grown nutrients and supplements. They support us, this message. Now, we talk about great evil next hour, John, and I know you're going to have to go, but I'm going to be talking about the evil of government and medicine kidnapping your children to force them into chemo, etc.
Yeah, this is an ongoing story. I mean, under the radar, this is happening around the country because more parents are waking up to the fact that, you know, what chemo really does, how poisonous it really is. So they back away from it. They want to try something natural, and all of a sudden they're under the gun, and the doctors and the government together are telling them that they have to send their kid to the hospital
to get put on
chemo.
Not now and not ever. John Rappaport, my dear friend, thank you so much. Everybody check him out at nomorefakenews.com. Links are up in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com. Next hour, Joni Cox is going to join me. You can be part of the show as well. The blog notes are up, and we got more to do after the news. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.